A joint declaration issued at the end of an African Union summit in Libya said member states would not cooperate in the arrest and surrender of Sudan's president on war crimes charges. The summit host, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, was quoted as saying the ICC represents a new world terrorism. The declaration puts the 30 AU member states of the International Criminal Court at odds with the body's founding principles. It is far less, however, than what Mr. Gaddafi wanted. His earlier attempt to have all African member states withdraw from the ICC in protest was rejected last month. Nonetheless, it is a symbol of collective African frustration at what member states see as the refusal of the international community to hear their views on a matter involving Africa. The heads of state at the last AU summit had asked the UN Security Council to use its power to defer the Bashir indictment for 1 year. The request was denied. AU Commission Chairman Jean Ping told reporters the declaration of non-cooperation shows the world that if you don't listen to Africa and take our proposals into account, we're going to act unilaterally. The decision drew dismay from the human rights community. Richard Dicker, director of International Justice Programs for Human Rights Watch in New York, calls it a manipulated consensus.
It's necessary to put this decision in context. And that context involved unprecedented bullying, arm twisting, and strong arm tactics by the host state directed against first the foreign ministers, and then the heads of state themselves. This is a product of the Libyan and, I would say, Sudanese effort to railroad a so-called consensus. The evidence of that is manifold.
Several African members of the International Criminal Court say they are uncomfortable with the AU declaration. A statement issued by Botswana's foreign minister, Fandu Skelemani, said his country does not agree with the declaration and wishes to reaffirm its position that it has a treaty obligation to cooperate with the ICC on Mr. Bashir's arrest. Sudan's rival Chad has also indicated it would not honor the decision. Human Rights Watch's Richard Dicker says he's especially disappointed to see South Africa joining the consensus after the government had made a point of saying that Mr. Bashir would not be welcome at the recent inauguration of President Jacob Zuma.
It's a profound disappointment to see no sign of leadership coming from President Jacob Zuma. South Africa has played a strong leading role in enabling ICC state parties to really organize themselves and stand up for their obligations to this court. President Zuma's silence certainly contradicts that and seems to be an abdication of a leadership role that South Africa could certainly be providing the continent.
A Sudanese government spokesman was quoted Sunday as saying, Mr. Bashir is free to travel anywhere in Africa, even in ICC member states. But ICC Chief Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo expressed confidence that the Sudanese leader would eventually be brought to justice. Speaking to Al Jazeera Television, Ocampo said the destiny of Omar al-Bashir is to face charges, whether it is in 2 years or 20 years. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.